Adam Maguire is here with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. 31,384 new residential addresses were recorded in the country in the year to June, according to GeoDirectory. That represents a 17.1% increase year on year. The report notes, though, that despite that, the number of property transactions fell and average prices were up. Dara Keogh is CEO of GeoDirectory, joins me on the line now. Dara, where in the country are you recording these new addresses?
Good morning, Adam. So most of these new addresses are going to come into the major and urban centres, such as Dublin and Cork, and predominantly around Leinster. We're seeing big growth in that area. Interestingly enough, the counties with the biggest growth in the last 12 months are Westmeath with 106% and Kerry with 60%. So you can see it's spread across the country where you have different levels of growth. But generally speaking, you're looking at the main population centres, particularly around Dublin and its surrounding counties.
When you see a 70% pickup in the number of new addresses coming onto into the stock of properties, you'd probably expect transactions to increase. They're down, though, as I say, 5.8%. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, so we've seen, as you said, a higher flow of buildings into the market from new buildings, and also from the derelict buildings coming back on stream has actually increased as well. So, and also utilization of the buildings as measured by vacancy rate is pretty good. And yet the number of transactions, as you said, is down about 6%. So we don't have a full understanding of why that's happening. We can see that it's down. We can see that maybe, you know, over the next 6 months we're going to see an increase. It's not down, it's down, they said, in around 6%, so it's a small decrease, so that could reverse itself over the next 6 months. House prices have continued to grow and increase, and so that usually encourages more people to sell on the market, which we may see in the second half of this year.
You also noted a fall in homes under construction, but commencements have jumped in recent months. Maybe you can explain the difference there and what that might mean for the pipeline of properties in the year ahead.
Yeah, so the commencement notices are up. We think artificially up because there was a couple of changes, a few schemes that are coming in or coming to the end. So they sort of rushed in to get in before they close. Now they've been, some one of those has been extended, and what we see is the under construction level. So that's the pipeline of new buildings that have already started. We start capturing it, if you like. Commencement notices are before it starts, and under construction is after we have rising walls, and these are real buildings that are going to come on stream. And what we see in those real buildings is that it is down about 5%, 4% on the figure last year. However, that doesn't necessarily reflect the number of new addresses that are going to come on stream, because a building can have multiple addresses. So we're waiting to see how that plays out for the rest of the year. Although, again, with the commencement notice has been so high, it's looking very positive.
Do we know, in terms of location, where they will be in the country? Is it going to follow that trend of being very Dublin, Leinster focused and other urban areas?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it's primarily going to be in the Dublin and its hinterland. That's where we're seeing the biggest level of growth. Then you look, you see then Cork is another centre of growth. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is sort of spread out throughout the country. We're not seeing an eastern driven growth path, which reflects the population.
Dara Keogh, CEO of GeoDirectory, thank you very much for that.